Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We'll start things out here tonight by going to your phone calls. And coming up, 10 things to be happy about. Mark's going to share that list with us when we get a chance. But first, we go to Brody in Utah. Brody, you're on Free Talk Live. Good evening, and you're on the Amp Line.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to call and talk to you about the economy. Last night, Ian, you said that you were a little bullish on the market. And
well, Mark, I don't know what that means. I didn't use that term. I just said that if things get bad, I feel good about the Mark was talking about the strength of the economy in general. I feel pretty good that we'll be all right. Like, I don't think that I don't want to think about disaster. I don't expect disaster. That's not where my mindset is.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
And I largely agree. I mean, there are people out there that really believe that we're going to be eating our dogs here in the next year or so. And I, to some extent, I feel that it's a mindset, and it's almost a sort of a desire. They want that. And I believe that in spite of what you do to the American people, at least up to this point, that they are able to pull things out. And I do believe that that they'll continue to do that.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to. I'm bearish on the market, which means that I think the market is going to go down even more than it has already. And I just wanted to call and explain my why I think that is, because I think there are a lot of people out there that don't understand how bad things are going to get. And,
well, I didn't say it wouldn't go down. I just said that I don't think it's going to get as bad as the dire end of the world kind of predictions. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Tell me what bad looks like.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, no one, of course, can predict if people are going to be eating their dogs or what exactly will happen. I'm not sure.
So are we going to eat the dogs or not? I mean, you're here to predict. Am I going to be eating my dog?
I don't think you'll be eating your dog.
Okay, great. So how bad is it going to be?
And again, it all depends on what the politicians do. But I just want to give my take on why I think the economy is going to tank. What tanking means is, you know, it depends on the person you talk to. But first of all, for the next 2 years, there's a bunch of interest-only loans that are going to be resetting, which means that people won't be just paying the interest. They're going to have to pay the principal and interest. And there's supposed to be massive amounts of those for the next 2 years. Another thing is with the government waste, unlike previous recessions, there wasn't so much government waste like there is today, because now you have Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, you have government motors, you have Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, which I just heard in about 2 years is supposed to run out of funds. Which, well, it doesn't have funds right now, but they're not even going to be bringing enough money to pay it out
okay.
in 2 years.
So Social Security is going to not pay people enough money, which means that they'll continue to work longer, and so older people will work. That doesn't seem like a terrible thing.
No. What I'm saying is the government won't be bringing in enough funds to pay out Social Security. So that means they're going to have to borrow more money.
Okay.
To pay their Social Security bill, their Social Security check.
And what's the government borrowing money have to do with a bad economy?
Well, because that means, well, there's two factors. First of all, any money the government takes out or borrows means that that is money that's not available to the private sector. The private sector is the only productive sector of the economy. The government's the wasteful sector.
So is China giving loans to small businesses in the United States?
How much money they're giving to businesses in the United States, but that's all money that's unavailable to the private sector, the world sector, of course.
But it wasn't really available in the first place.
I think what he's talking about is, you know, certain people are predicting they're trying to inflate the money supply, which will cause stocks to rise and everything, because you're essentially just devaluing everyone's money, which means that that it takes more of it to buy things, and so that creates this sort of bubble. It's like, oh, stocks are going up and everything, and what he's saying is there are still deflationary factors. Am I oversimplifying?
Well, Right now, whether there's deflation or inflation, there's both prices going up in some sectors, there's prices going down in other sectors. What I'm saying is government spending, unlike previous recessions, is going to keep increasing because we have Medicare and Medicaid that is predicted trillions of dollars of deficit that they don't have money for. So they either have to raise taxes or they have to borrow more money to pay it. Same with Social Security. Same with General Motors, same with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, same with the Postal Service, the foreign policy, $1 trillion a year, AIG, Citi, all those things, the government has to get money to pay for them. They can only, and if they're borrowing money, again, that's bad for the economy because that's all money that's unavailable to the private sector. If you're talking China, loaning the U.S. government money, that means that's money that the Chinese government could have been investing in U.S. private sector instead, or even in their own sector instead, or some other sector around the world that's private, which is productive.
And you, but okay, go ahead.
The other thing, though, is eventually the world's going to stop loaning the U.S. government money because it will get so devalued and so worthless that people will realize that there are better investments or they just won't have any more money left to give the U.S. government. At that point, then the government can only finance its spending either by raising taxes, which probably won't happen because people won't allow it, or by printing the money, which is probably what they're going to do.
Which will result in hyperinflation.
Which could be the hyperinflation could that be. Some people are talking about. Exactly.
Well, but the hyperinflation, because of the United States dollar as the world, its status as the world reserve currency, hyperinflation works differently for the dollar than it does for, say, the yuan or something like that, any other currency that is not the world reserve currency. And essentially, their extra production of the bills inflates all currencies across the board. Do you know what I mean?
I kind of understand what you're saying, but the problem with the hyperinflation at this point, regardless, is that wages will stagnate.
Wages have been stagnating for years.
Yeah, wages never keep up with inflation. They're always slower.
The only wages that go up are government wages.
but we haven't had hyperinflation. We've had wages that are kind of stagnating, but our prices haven't been so bad. But hyperinflation means the prices are going to go through the roof. So someone
we haven't talked about hyperinflation yet. You are saying that hyperinflation is going to happen because wages are going to stagnate, and wages are going to stagnate because hyperinflation is going to happen. That doesn't non-sequitur.
A lot of what you're talking about are actually deflationary factors. Basically, when the money's not available for people to invest and to put into private sector investments, then that essentially means a lower demand for across the board because of the lack of money to do things with, and that's what will drive prices down largely across the board, which is generally a sign of a bearish economy.
Right. But what I'm saying is we're going to have hyperinflation, meaning the government's going to be printing money to pay its debt. Which means they're pretty much skimming off the top all the extra money anybody has. So if you're making, $10 an hour, let's say, and price of a loaf of bread goes up to $100, people don't have the money anymore to buy that food. And that's what I think is going to happen down the road, is that we're going to see the price of goods and services go through the roof and people not having the money to pay for them because the government's taking it all.
I'm not saying that any of these things are impossible. I'm just saying that hyperinflation isn't as simple when talking about the U.S. dollar as it is when talking about any other currency. I think it's possible. I just don't know what's going to happen. And I think that there's far more factors bubbling in the cauldron than just they're printing dollars.
Well, but I think what you're going to see happen is that as soon as it gets bad enough, I think you're going to see the world drop the U.S. dollar.
Hasn't that already started?
Is real likely.
That is for real. Yeah, that actually worries me a lot because right now a lot of our economy is sort of being bolstered by a lot of cheap material, a lot of cheap goods and things from China, which is largely being paid for with borrowed money. You know, so that's gonna be a big bump.
So real quick, what's the solution?
Oh, sorry, I already took him off the air. Thanks for the call, Brody. I don't know if he has a solution. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Find some recipes for dogs.
Okay, there's that.
Garden.
We went over some of the things last night. We can come back with some more ideas here in moments. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live, and then Happy Stuff coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of the teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Wow! All I can say is wow! Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Actually, coming up here probably before the end of the show or before the end of the night tonight, I'll be updating all of the torrents. We'll be putting up a brand new torrent for the entire month of August, and I'll have to update the old ones because the Pirate Bay's tracker has stopped working. I don't know if that means that they've just changed the address on it. I heard rumors that that buyout thing was happening this week with the Pirate Bay, so I don't know if that was a factor. But as of right now, all of our torrents are not tracking correctly. So we will remedy that coming up here shortly, and we'll let you know. So, and if you don't know what's going on with Free Talk Live, you can get signed up and find out when you need to know at updates.freetalklive.com. So go and do that, too. Updates.freetalklive.com. And Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose. In every genre, Audible has it covered. Get your free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. So Brody's on the line with us from Utah. He has been telling us that he thinks things are going to get really bad. He thinks that the economy in the United States is on a the way down, going to continue down, and there are a variety of factors that he says are going to lead us to hyperinflation, which could be a real nasty scene. And, of course, I agree. I mean, if we had hyperinflation, it's going to be bad. But, Mark, you'd asked for Brody's solution, and he's still here with us. Go ahead and play it out. What do you got in mind?
My solution, and I really do honestly believe this, is two things: buy gold and silver, and move to New Hampshire.
Okay.
Well, you know, I certainly can't dispute either of those, considering the Free Talk Live does believe that investing in gold and silver is a good idea because, well, we purvey them, and our syndicate is a gold purveyor. And
I was gonna say we promote both of those things,
and
we all do those things personally anyway.
All three of us in the room have stashes of gold and silver. Is that right?
I'm working on it.
I have a little stash.
I have more silver and not so much gold at the moment, but
me
I'm
too.
Working on it.
Yep. The other things that you can have in case things go terribly awry, and I'm not saying I necessarily believe they will or they won't. Things are either going to go up or they're going to go down in the economy. I don't know if they're going to go down quickly. Historically, there are some examples. It could possibly happen. I don't know. I think that it's good to be prepared for lots of things. Canned food, gardens, ammunition, things like that are all good stuff to have on hand.
All right, Brody, any other thoughts?
That was it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on this issue, or bring up whatever you want. Going to try to take things in a more positive direction here shortly, because I think that despite all of the negative economic indicators out there and the fact that you could get very, very upset and distraught over those things, it's more important to stay positive and instead of being worried about what might happen, maybe just get your preparation taken care of. If you feel as though you're unprepared for some sort of eventuality like that, just take care of a few things and maybe you'll start feeling better about it. I myself, I'm probably not as prepared as I should be or could be. Wayne, for instance, last night was talking, I think, off the air about, you know, buying stuff like toilet paper, and I didn't even think of that, right? I mean, I've got a few canned food items, but I didn't think about the toilet paper aspect of things. But that's like the most disaster kind of scenario, and will that happen?
Well, I think we're in for a bumpy ride. That much I don't think there's any doubt. It's going to be really hard to predict what's going to go on because they're going to be tinkering with so much, and when you're trying to manage an economy, you can't really manage a vast economy the size of the United States in a top-down manner, and every time they try to do so, it's like pushing on the bubble here, and it pops out somewhere else, and it's just a constant process. And so I think we're in for a bumpy ride, but I think it's a good thing in the long run. I think it's just there's no way to get around it being bumpy, but we're in for a transition, and the transition is something that's needed and is called for, and I think it's going to be a good thing.
So gold and silver, good idea. Getting to New Hampshire where you can be surrounded by other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, part of the Free State Project, that's a good idea. We'll tell you more about the Free State Project in a little while. Both good ideas. What are some other ideas that people could utilize to prepare themselves better for some sort of coming negative economic eventuality. Any other ideas?
I think having a garden is a good idea. I mean, it's
what if you live in a city?
Build up alternate economies as much as possible that do not rely on the bigger, you know, white market economy. You know,
what about city dwellers? They're screwed.
There's lots of people that grow gardens right in their windows.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole.
Can you grow enough in your windows if you're living in a
some
little
people
apartment?
Can. And you know, there's certainly people that live in, you know, New York City where your view is that of a big wall. There's not much you can do there.
Would it be a good idea? I mean, are people in cities more likely to suffer during something like this? Would it be a good idea to get out into the countryside? Like, as far as if you really did believe something was going to happen, or if something did start happening, would that be a good idea to maybe have some savings put aside for like escape the city kind of savings?
I think our economy and communication has grown to the point that cities are artifacts of
the
20th century.
But if people go crazy, like if people start freaking out, you're around more people in a city. Does that make it worse? I don't know. I'm speculating out loud.
I wonder how much truth there is to it. But I have heard that there, like for instance, something like New York City, they have enough food actually in the city itself to last like a few days. There's constantly food coming in and replenishing food as it's being consumed and bought. And my understanding is if there's an interruption in supply to the city, that it would be, it would have ramifications very quickly.
I'd like to hear from somebody who does live in one of these very urbanized places and what their game plan is for something like that, if they have one. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Some of the other things to talk about, I think, would be just kind of common sense, financial common sense, I guess it's not common. Maybe it's common amongst the three of us here, but financial intelligence of making sure that you clear out your debts. That's not a bad idea.
Except for fixed rate debts, like a mortgage or something like that. I think that right now that you don't want to be paying extra on mortgages, particularly because if you believe that inflation is going to occur, and I'm not saying I don't believe that there's, you know, they're inflating the currency and therefore it's going to lose value. I just don't know about hyperinflation. That's a real doomsday scenario. But if it does occur, then that's very good for a person who has a fixed rate mortgage.
Do you think someone should keep their credit cards too?
Credit cards are an adjustable rate.
Well, the other thing about credit cards is it's just a name. It's just a signature loan, what they call. And the only thing that can happen, don't quote me on this. I'm no professional, but this is no thing I heard secondhand. The only thing that can happen to you is your credit record could be hurt by it.
Yeah.
If you just say, I'm not going to pay my credit cards, ultimately, they can't do it. They don't really have any legal basis to come after your possessions or anything like that.
So I guess
they gave you a loan based purely on your agreement, you know, your honor to pay it back.
So you're saying that in the event of hyperinflation, you won't care about your credit anymore, pretty much?
If things get that bad, who's going to care that their credit's going to be bad for 7 years or something?
I don't think they can adjust your credit cards without telling you, but they can tell you that they're adjusting your credit card rate, and then it's adjusted. And if you don't have the ability to pay it off in that short term, then you're just screwed.
Doesn't it only apply to the new
I don't know.
Credit?
The I don't
new,
know.
New purchases or something, like the existing rate? I don't know. That could be wrong.
Yeah, I see where you guys are coming from on that. More coming up here. I feel better when I'm not in debt. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that when taken daily supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Our features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. Ours is freetalklive.com, so enjoy that and enjoy the features like the wiki, over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive.
I want to thank everybody who's bought gold and silver from gold.freetalklive.com and silver.freetalklive.com over the last week. It's just been a landslide of people, and Free Talk Live does benefit from everybody who goes to silver.freetalklive.com. There's been especially a large amount of silver sold. We have Lakota Nation silver rounds for $19.70. Still, gold and silver skyrocketed today. The sooner you get this done, the sooner you will still get those great rates. Skyrocketed might be pushing it. They've gone up today, and the rates are still available. And also Walking Liberty halves for $8.69. So that's silver.freetalklive.com.
Great place to go.
As quick as you can.
It's going to benefit you because you're going to get the gold or silver that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. You're going to get it at what appears to be a pretty good rate from what I've seen. And if you're buying through that link, then you're benefiting Free Talk Live.
Yep.
In addition to benefiting the network that is putting us on the air, because the network is owned by Midas Resources.
Isn't there a new layaway option where you can actually lock in your rate and pay it?
Buy 20 coins at a time, and even if you don't have all the money for the 20 coins, you can then send them the money into the future, and you save on shipping that way. It matters, mm-hmm. You know, if you're paying $25 to ship one coin versus $25 to ship 20 coins, it's about the same
big
for
difference.
All of them. Yeah, and it changes the rate of the of each of the coins. So it's silver.freetalklive.com.
But you can only get the layaway thing by calling, right?
That's correct. I'm sorry. Let me give you that number.
One more time.
I already forgot about that. 877-857-9938 for the layaway option. It's 877-857-9938.
All right. And remember, we want to hear from you. Obviously, some people have made a few purchases, as you said, Mark, because most of people are buying silver. But want to hear from you, you know, via email. Email Mark at freetalklive.com. Let him know what your buying experience was like with Midas. Want to make sure that you guys are being satisfied. All right. So we'll continue here. And since we're still on this topic, I guess it's appropriate to talk about gold and silver, because Brody called in to start the show out with the, you know, doom and gloom economic predictions. And while I tend to try to stay positive about the future, I think that, you know, some of the things that he's mentioning are undeniably true. And it's probably not a bad idea to have some preparation taken care of. And if you want to share your ideas for how you're preparing for hyperinflation or some sort of economic calamity, would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Or you can bring up whatever you want. Now, I think we kind of disagreed on the issue of paying off loans, paying off various different credit card bills or mortgages and things like that. You were saying, Mark, if it's an adjustable rate, probably a good idea to pay it off. Then we pointed out that most credit cards are adjustable, but you, Dale, you were saying, well, if you don't pay the credit card, it just hurts your credit rating. What's that important for if the economy's taking a dive?
Well, if it's that bad, I mean, if it's a disastrous across the board, you know, lots of people are defaulting on their credit cards, and they will.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the first things people decide not to pay when they're in rough times.
Sure.
You know, their house is one of the last things they stop paying for, because that's, you know, that's really much more of an investment. And
mm-hmm.
So if it's a across the board thing, then it's not even going to look as bad in the future,
right?
When it's apparent that everyone's going to know, oh, that was during the 25% unemployment and, you know, all these other horrible things.
So. Sure. Brody brought up that that there's a lot of houses coming up due for their ARMs to readjust, you know, from the first 2 or 3 years bonus rate that they were getting. And a lot of those houses are going to go into foreclosure in the next year or two. You know, you've really got to look at how important is a foreclosure going to be that somebody had in 2009, 2010, or 2011, when in some marketplaces, 20% of the houses have gone into foreclosure. I mean, if you're looking at, and I'm just, take a number here, 10%, 20% of the population has a foreclosure on their record, that drags down the mean, if you know what I mean, the average. So if the average credit rating is drugged down from, and I'm only making numbers up here, people, 700 to 600, then the people that want a loan to make money are going to change their rules on to whom they loan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm not saying it's not good for the person who does pay off all their, you know, is fastidious and pays off all their
debt. It's excellent for them.
Sure. Yeah.
If everyone else is crashing and you manage to stay on top of things, then that's going to look very good for you. It can help you quite a lot in the future.
So. The important thing is to, you know, be feeding your family and taking care of them and all that other stuff. Credit card debt, not secured by anything. So,
all right.
Also, if you're in a situation where you've got $60,000 in credit card debt lying hanging over your head, and the credit card company says, okay, in 3 months we're going to change your rate from this introductory rate of 5%, we're going to jack it up to 15 because things aren't going so great for us.
Yeah.
Then what are you going to do about that?
Oh, heck, mine's 21 right now. I don't pay that because I don't pay it off. But
you pay it off. But if you've got
I don't even know what my rate is because I pay it off.
Sure.
Right.
And that's best. That's the very best thing to do. But if you've got these rates and they decide to change, and then you don't want to be stuck in a situation where you can't pay it off.
So I see where you're coming from. If hyperinflation strikes, credit cards are going to be the least of your concerns. But I feel like a lot of this preparation is just going to keep going on until something actually does happen. Because right now the economy is just down.
Yeah.
It's not any sort of hyperinflation mode at all or anything like
mm-hmm.
that. In fact, some would say it's deflation right now.
But that's bad. too, in many ways. A lot of people own houses that they paid, you know, maybe $300,000 for that are now worth $150,000.
But if you're buying a house,
still
it's not bad.
That's just it. If you're in strong financial, it's an excellent time to be out of debt and have a lot of cash and stuff like that when there's a massive deflation, because those are the people who make out, you know, like bandits.
So that's what I wanted to put out there was, okay, if hyperinflation strikes, then maybe not paying the credit card bills won't be a big deal or as big of a deal. I understand all that. But we don't know when or if that's going to occur. Now, if you take Brody's word for it, then, you know, it's inevitable. The question is, at what point will it be? So even if you believe that it's inevitable, the question is when, right? You don't know. I mean, some people say, it's going to happen in 2 months. Some Russian expert is saying the United States is going to break up in 2 months or something like that. Which, if he's right about that, hey, that's okay by
that's
me.
That's nonsense. It's bad crap.
Right, but, you know, there are people that want you to believe that the economic calamity is right around the corner. And I don't know if it's going to happen, when it's going to be.
Yeah, it's really hard to predict.
So until then, you've still got to keep running your life in an appropriate, a financially intelligent manner. And paying off your debts, I think, is one of the most financially intelligent things that one can do, because it gives you more capital in your pocket to work with. Once you're clear of those debts, then you're not paying the few hundred dollars a month in interest payments or whatever it is that you're paying on your home or the credit card bill. I mean, people that are making minimum payments on credit card bills, just, you know, as we know, they're continuing to dig themselves into a nasty hole. If you can actually pay those bills off and you can pay those debts off, then you're in a better situation now. And I still think you'll be in a better situation when the economy starts to get even worse.
I agree. And I think that also, one of the things, the only thing I think that you can predict is it's going to be unpredictable.
Yes.
It's going to be dangerous to try and invest and play the market and things like that. And that's why, as much as possible, you know, something like precious metals, in the long run, it's one of the few, even especially if the currency itself, like, drastically devalues because of hyperinflation and things like that. Things that you actually have in your hand that don't exist just on paper, real real estate and, you know, hard assets. Things that, when you're looking at who knows what's going to happen with the economy, who knows what's, how hard is it going to be to predict what's going to do well and what's going to do badly, anything that's solid and in your hand and things like that is what I'm betting on.
There's a great little book that I read called The Richest Man in Babylon, and it's a real short, understandable financial kind of intelligence book that really helps people that don't know what they're doing. And if you went and you grew up and were educated in the government schools and your parents never taught you this stuff, you need to know it. And it recommends a certain little savings scheme. I'll explain it here in a few moments and take your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113 and take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now is the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113. Or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage, and don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you a free water watch alarm. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over for smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all the stuff that you need to buy. They sell pretty much everything in dozens of categories, even used items at amazon.freetalklive.com. In fact, props goes out to Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. Dale, you were just telling me during the break you're not going to be here next week on Thursday because you're going down for a movie shoot.
Yep.
Tell me a little more about that. What's going on?
Is it
top secret?
I don't think so. I actually called about that to see how secretive it is, and
Jason,
I didn't get a call back
it.
Yet. Yeah, Jason's working. Well, Think Twice News is
right.
part of Jason's. That's Jason's project along with a couple other people, and so they're doing. We're doing sort of a real fun sort of horror movie out in Michigan, and
it's gonna be a zombie movie, right?
Sort of. I can't. Yeah, not really. It's something more complicated than that, but it's sort of that genre.
There will be violence.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So where can people go to get more information about the movie? Do you know? Think Twice News or Think Twice Productions?
Are they talking? Do you know if they're talking about this on the FTL BBS? I haven't been following it.
I don't know. I know the names of the movies like Chartarum or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that right? Well, anyway, Jason informed me that he went to Amazon.freetalklive.com to purchase about $4,000 worth of equipment for the movie production next week.
Yep.
So thank you to Jason Osborne from CAI for buying his movie equipment from Amazon.freetalklive.com. I mean, if you need professional-level kind of equipment, they sell that stuff, too.
They sell everything.
Oh, just about.
Gosh, I bet everything but cars and gasoline.
I don't think they do guns at Amazon. So there's a
handful
of things.
They don't do fresh produce.
You might not be able to find a bong at Amazon, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff.
You could get more at Amazon.freetalklive.com than you can at Walmart.
That's true.
In your home.
That is true. All right. So our number here, 800-259-9231. So I was mentioning this book, The Richest Man in Babylon. It's a real simple, short, easy read designed for people that, you know, are like me and they don't have a whole lot of real financial experience necessarily. I guess I'm kind of experienced compared to a lot of people my age, but you know, I wasn't raised by an accountant or anything like that. And one of the things it suggests that's just so simple, such a no-brainer, as far as what a model to follow if you are somebody who's receiving a paycheck on a regular basis and you have trouble saving, just make a point of putting 10% of it away. I mean, most people can take 10% of what they're getting in and direct it somewhere. So take that 10%, put it into savings. If you've got debts, the book recommends taking 20% and paying off the debts while you're still taking 10% and putting into savings. So we are talking about things to do in preparation for economic downturn or economic disaster, and one of those things was I suggested paying off your debts now, because you don't know when the disaster is going to strike, and if you can get your debts paid off sooner, then that'll put you in a better place sooner. I mean, that's just a generally good idea. So you just have to get regimented about making payments, and you probably want to put at least 20% of what you've got coming in toward your debts while 10% still going into savings. I think it's a real basic plan to get your debts paid off and have a bit of savings once your debts are taken care of. Now, whether that 10%, you might want to turn it into gold and silver or however it is you want to save that.
I would save it in the form of gold and silver, because then you don't have to worry about inflation.
Exactly.
And there's also, who knows what's going to, especially in tumultuous times, who knows what's going to happen to anything that's digital. You know, if you have it in, I'm encouraging people, again, get your money out of the banks. Start having solid assets is, and tumultuous times is not a bad idea, because, like I said, the one thing you can't predict is that it will be unpredictable.
Now, if you're listening to what I'm saying, you're saying, well, I just don't have 30%. I mean, I've got debts. I just don't have I can't take that percentage. I've got other things I need to spend it on. Then that's when you need to start looking, and I think anybody should look at what they're spending their money on, because, you know, it's not about necessarily how much you have coming in. It's about how much you're spending. And a lot of, people are buying unnecessary things.
It's really true, and you'd be surprised how those things sort of add up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my lifestyle has changed dramatically from when I was living in Sarasota. For one, I'm doing a startup business that isn't making as much money as I was, selling ads in Sarasota, Florida, and my wife is now staying home with kid as opposed to working full-time like she was. So
eating out at a restaurant every night would not be a wise financial choice.
Every day, for lunch, and I also I was an advertising executive driving around in a little convertible black sports car, you know, and working for a lifestyle magazine and all that stuff. So it has this kind of, you know, this feel to it that I should be, you know, eating in expensive restaurants, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd stop off and get a $4, vegetable smoothie thing, vegetable juice, after I was at the sushi place and spent $20 on lunch. You know, those things add up.
Those are bad financial habits if you can't afford that. If you've got debts, then really, I would say focus on getting those taken care of. And one of the things, the most powerful ways, I think, to help with that is to look at your habits. You know, are you smoking cigarettes? Are you regular consumer of a fair amount of alcohol?
If you are smoking cigarettes, you're giving a great deal of money to the state.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, here's one thing. If you are smoking cigarettes, take Victory seeds. I think you can get a pack of 100 tobacco seeds for a couple of bucks. You can grow some tobacco plants and grow. You can avoid giving money to the state, which is a violent monopoly that will use your money for ill. And I think in most cases for cigarettes, it's actually state taxes, which is probably not as bad as the federal government.
The feds have doubled their cigarette taxes.
I don't know. Are there actual taxes on regular Class A cigarettes?
Yes, sir. You remember when your cigar taxes went up, Mark, from the federal government? You remember that?
Yes, but
cigarette taxes went up at the same time.
I thought that those were rolling.
How hard is it to grow tobacco?
How hard could it be?
I don't know.
I can't answer that entirely. Hmm. I don't think that it's a, you know, you're not talking about some exotic ornamental plant here.
So if you've got any tips on reducing your costs of living so you can pay your debts off faster, so you can accumulate savings faster, would love to hear from you or bring up anything. Matt is on the line in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, first off, I plan on leaving Saturday for that shoot. For the movie shoot in Michigan.
Oh, great!
Oh, great! I'll see you there.
From where I'm at. I was wondering when Dale was going to leave.
I have to go to Sam's trial. I just talked to Jason about this today. I really should go to Sam's trial, and because I'm actually a witness. I was called as a witness, so I really need to go. I wasn't like not subpoenaed, but. I wasn't actually, legally. I don't think I'm legally required to go. I'm just going because I want to help Sam, you know. But so I'm going to go directly after that. The plan is to be all packed up and ready to go before the trial, and then literally as soon as the trial is over, we'll walk out of it, get in the car, and start driving. So.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a great little gathering for liberty-minded people.
The plan is to get there before like noon on Saturday, hopefully.
Not sure how this is relevant to our listening audience, though, Matt. So what do you have on your mind tonight?
Okay, well, you guys are talking about credit. And recently, about a week ago, in fact, I had to go to court because a credit card company was trying to get money from me. Now, I've been unemployed since January, and so I haven't been able to pay on this particular credit card. So they took me to court. They wanted to get a judgment against me. So I didn't know what was going to happen, and I answered the subpoena, and I went to basically, make a long story short, the judge had a judgment against me, but since I have a job, I don't have to pay it. And on the way out, the judge told me, I hope you get a job. And what I have to do is, when I get a job, I have to contact the credit card company and tell them now, and at that point in time, I can make arrangements to pay them.
I see. So
basically, what's happening is I don't have to pay any more interest from now on. They can't charge me any more interest or fees
really?
Or fines.
So they've basically locked in the amount, and okay, this is what you owe, and we can't add it. They can't add anything else on top.
Not until I start paying again. At that point in time, I guess they'll be able to start charging me the interest and stuff.
I see. Okay. Well, good luck with that, Matt. Any other thoughts?
All right. No, that's
thanks.
It.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, you know, take a look at your expenses and see what you can cut out. And if you feel like you've cut them to the bone, you know, let's say you don't have some habits that are costing you a significant amount of money, and you still feel like you've managed to cut your expenses to the very bone. What are some other ways that you could reduce them? And I would say one of the ways is take on a roommate. You know, bring somebody else in. You probably have room for one. I mean, some people live a whole lot of people to one house, so it might be a little uncomfortable. But if it's going to help you get your bills paid off sooner, if it's going to help you put some money away into savings and buy some gold and silver, maybe it'll be worth your while. I'm just talking about some ideas that people could possibly utilize to help them in the event of something drastic happening to the economy. Hour 2 is coming up. Something positive on the way.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.